Srimad Bhagavatam, The Story of the Fortunate One. Introduction. This book relates the story of the Lord and his incarnations since the earliest records of Vedic history, the history of the original culture of knowledge of India. It is verily the Krishna Bible of the Hindu universe. The Bhagavad Gita relates to this book the way in Christianity the Sermon on the Mountain by Lord Jesus relates to the full Bible. It has about 18,000 verses contained in 335 chapters and consists of 12 subdivisions of books that are called cantos. These books together tell the complete history of the Vedic culture and cover the essence of the classical collections of stories called the Puranas. This specific collection of Vedic stories is considered the most important one of all the great 18 classical Puranas of India. It includes the cream of the Vedic knowledge compiled from all the Vedic literatures, as also the story of the life of Lord Krishna in full. Lord Krishna constitutes a watershed in history between the old Vedic culture and the modern political culture of a continuous word struggle in which the rule of state no longer automatically is led by the spiritual order. The book tells the story of his birth, his youth, all wonderful proofs of his divine nature, and his superhuman feats of defeating all kinds of demons up to the great Mahabharata war at Kurukshetra. In this war, the Vedic culture fell down to be replaced by the fragmented religiosity we these days call Hinduism. This leading Purana, also called the Perfect Purana, is a brilliant story that has been brought to the West by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He was a Chaitanya Vaishnava, a Bhakti devotional monk of Lord Vishnu, the name for the transcendental form of Lord Krishna. We owe him much gratitude. He undertook the daring task of enlightening the materialist Westerners, the advanced philosophers and theologians, in order to help them to overcome the perils and loneliness of impersonalism and the philosophy of emptiness. The representative of Vishnu on earth is named the Fortunate One in this book. We know him specifically by the names of Lord Rama and Lord Krishna. The Fortunate One is the Lord who is known by his different forms or incarnations, the so-called avatars. But also the devotees are part of his reality and are also called Bhagavata when they are of pure devotion. On top of that, the book is also called Bhagavata. Thus, there is the Lord in his many appearances, the devotee with as many faces, and the book. They are all called Bhagavata or Fortunate. The word Bhaga means fortune or luck, while the term Bhaga refers to gracious Lord, happiness and wealth. To be fortunate Vedically means to be of the opulence or to carry or live by the fullness of God's riches, beauty, fame, power, knowledge and detachment. The writer of this book is named Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasadeva, and is also known as Badarayana. He is the Lord, the Bhagavan, or Venerable One, among the philosophers who in India assembled all the holy texts. He compiled the Vedas, four basic scriptures also known as the Shruti, meaning that what is heard, containing the basic wisdom, the mantras for the rituals and the hymns. The Puranas, together with the Itihasas, the separate stories, belong to the so-called Smriti, that what is remembered. This knowledge is sometimes considered a fifth Veda. Vyasa also wrote the book titled Mahabharata. It is considered the greatest epic poem in the world. It describes the history, itihasa, of the great fall the Vedic culture once made, this culture based on spiritual knowledge. The Bhagavad Gita is the most important part of it. Vyasa also wrote the rest of the 18 great storybooks, the Puranas of India, as also the Brahma Sutra, his masterpiece on the absolute truth. Vyasa was a grandfather of the Kuru dynasty. He lived a very long time. His long duration of life enabled him to write the story of the Fortunate One and all the other books. He had a son called Shukadeva, who handed down the message of this holy storybook in the presence of other sages to another member of the family, Emperor Parikshit, who had difficulty respecting the classical wisdom. This emperor is in this book presented in the form of a frame story present as a model for us normal people who seek their stability in wisdom. This knowledge was by Shuka conveyed to him in disciplic succession, parampara, for the sake of the science of devotional service, bhakti, to be taught by those who teach by example, the acharyas. Swami A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada, from this disciplic succession, was commissioned to disseminate this book in the West. He realized this together with his pupils, known as the Hare Krishnas of ISKCON, with a verse-by-verse commented series of books covering the entire Bhagavatam. This site offers not all these texts, but it does offer, under the Creative Commons copyright, and as it is translation, independent from ISKCON, of the verses in a concatenated accessible form, complete with the Sanskrit original version, and a dictionary covering the terms used in the book, the previous version, a reading in MP3s, and 74 bhajans for performing the necessary chanting alone and in association. This text is regularly updated and maintained by us. As a devotee, I, as the translator, the undersigned, received my instructions for devotional service in the temples of ISKCON, as also elsewhere. My predecessor in this duty in the Netherlands was Sri Hayeshwar Das, Hendrik van Teylingen, who was initiated by Prabhupada. He covered most of the formal ISKCON translations into Dutch. For the translation of this internet version were consulted the translations of C.L. Goswami M.A. Shastri from the Gita Press, Gorakhpur, the Parampara disciplic succession version of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura, and the later version of this book by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The latter translators, as acharyas of the age-old Indian Vaishnava tradition, are representatives of a culture of reformation of the devotion for God or bhakti, the way it has been practiced in India since the 16th century. This reformation asserts that the false authority of the caste system and single dry book knowledge is to be rejected. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, also called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the avatara and incarnation of the Lord who heralded this reform, restored the original purpose of developing devotion unto the person of God. He endeavored, in particular, for the dissemination of the two main sacred scriptures expounding on that devotion in relation to Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These scriptures are the Bhagavad Gita and this Bhagavata Purana, which is also called the Srimad Bhagavatam. From this scripture, all the Vaishnava teachers of example derived and still derive their wisdom for the purpose of the instruction and shaping of their exemplary devotion. The word-for-word translations, as also the full text and commentaries of this book, were studied within and without the Hare Krishna temples, where the teaching of this culture takes place. The purpose of the translation is first of all to make this glorious text available to a wider audience over the internet. Since the Bible, the Quran, and numerous other holy texts are readily available, the translator, the undersigned, meant that this book could not stay behind on the shelf of his own bookcase as a token of material possessiveness. When we started with this endeavor in the year 2000, there was no proper web presentation of this book. Knowledge not shared is knowledge lost, And certainly this type of knowledge, which stresses the yoga of non-possessiveness and devotion as one of its leading principles, could not be left out. The version of Swami Prabhupada is very extensive, covering some 2,400 pages of plain, fine-printed text, including his commentaries. And these covered only the first 10 cantos. The remaining 2 cantos were posthumously translated, commented, and published by his pupils in full respect of his spirit. I thus was faced with 2 daring challenges. One was to concatenate the text or make a readable running narrative of the book that had been dissected and commented to the single word. The second challenge was to put it into a language that would befit the 21st century with all its modern and postmodern experience and digital progress of the present cultural order of the world without losing anything of its original verses. Thus, another verse-to-verse as it is translation came about, in which Vishwanatha's, Prabhupada's and Shastri's words were pruned, retranslated, and set to the understanding and realization of today. This realization, in my case, originated directly from the disciplic line of succession of the Vaishnava line of Acharyas, as also from a realization of the total field of Indian philosophy of enlightenment and yoga discipline, as was brought to the West by also non-Vaishnava gurus and maintained by their pupils. Therefore, the author has to express his gratitude also to all these great heroes who dared to face the adamantine of Western philosophy with all its doubts, concretism and skepticism. In particular, the pupils of Prabhupada, members of the renounced order, sannyasis, who instructed the author in the independence and maturity of the philosophy of the Bhakti Yogis of Lord Chaitanya, need to be mentioned. I was already initiated in India by a non-Vaishnava guru, who gave me the name Swami Anand Adar, teacher of the foundation of happiness. That name the Krishna community converted into Anand Adar Prabhu, master of the foundation of happiness, without further ceremonies of Vaishnava initiation, apart from a basic training. With the name Anand Adar, I am a withdrawn devotee, a so-called Vanaprastha, who does his devotional service independently in the silence and modesty of his local adaptations of the philosophy. In most cases, the word-for-word translations and grammatical directions of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, ISKCON, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura and C.L. Goswami M.A. Shastri have been followed as they were used in their translations. I've checked them with the help of the Monier Williams Sanskrit Dictionary. See the file of the terms used. In footnotes and between square brackets, sometimes a little comment and extra info is given to accommodate the reader when the original text is drawing from a more experienced approach. Terms in italics are explained in the glossary, the lexicon. On the internet site bhagavata.org of this book, my from ISKCON independent version directly links to the version of Prabhupada at each verse together with my own previous version so that it is possible to retrace at any moment what we, Sakya Devi Dasi, who faithfully always assisted me for more than 23 years in the duty, and I, this servant of the Lord, have done with the text. It was realized in accordance with the scientific tradition of the Vaishnava community. For the copyright on this translation and the podcast spoken version of the book, the so-called Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 Unported License has been chosen. This means that one is free to copy, distribute and alter the text on the condition of attribution, refer to the name of Anand Adar and to my website URL bhagavata.org. Furthermore, the resulting work can only be distributed under the same or similar license to this one, and one also may not use the text for commercial purposes. For all other usage, one will have to contact the translator. With love and devotion, Anant Adhar Prabhu, Sakyadevi Dasi, Enschede, The Netherlands, January 24, 2024.